You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, he forwarded on a list of the top 25 most influential media sports media
personalities of this millennium.
Yeah, right? I saw that list. Yeah.
Yeah, you see who was number one on that list? And it wasn't the fabulous. Well, of course she wasn't.
No, she wasn't in the last 25 years. I'm trying to remember. I saw that it was like maybe a day or two ago. I stumbled across that.
It wasn't me.
I don't remember who was number one.
Bill Simmons.
Oh yeah, The Ringer and whatnot. Which, again...
30 for 30?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What were you going to say again? What do you mean? Don't like Bill Simmons?
I don't know Bill... Like,
I don't know much about him either. I've never consumed much of Bill Simmons.
He started basically just as a blogger and ended up being someone who...
He's done a lot.
He paved a way for sports podcasting. I remember him as being one of the very first people to do a sports podcast. Additionally, created Grantland and then created The Ringer. And The Ringer employs people who do way more than just sports. They do movies. Yeah. They do other stuff.
That.
So it's I get it. I don't know that I would put him up there with these other sports media types as being the most influential, but I get where it comes from.
See, I remember reading Grantland. And that's what I remember him from the most. And I really liked that.
Good long form stuff.
It was some of the best long form stuff. And then obviously he kind of went away. But yeah, I guess when you think about it that way, from the podcast to bringing back long form to the 30 for 30, I can see where. Because again, you're not asking the best or the most out there, but influential? Yeah, I can see that. The one that jammed me up a little bit was, I think Aaron Andrews was like 9 or something.
Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel about that.
Very sexist.
Has nothing to do with that. Aaron, don't get me started. The fact that someone had the nerve to put her in the top 10. I don't remember where she was at in the top 10.
She's 10.
10.
I'm looking at it.
I just remember scrolling through the list, and do you ever get to a name and it nullifies the entire list? I think I hit...
You get to that point, you go, oh, come on.
I think I hit Aaron Andrews, and I was like, stop. Because, like, Doris Burke was up there, too, and, like,
That was another...
She's 6. Here, let me read what they wrote
like
about...
Like, Doris Burke...
Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron Andrews was 10.
Yeah.
Ahead of Joe Buck and Bob Costas and Kirk Herbstreit.
Whoa. Well, I guess it is only the last 25 years. I'm like, you cannot have many people on Earth ahead of Bob Costas.
No.
In my opinion.
No.
But last 25 years, okay.
But Doris Burke was one of the first female announcers to be on the biggest stage. So, like, you can say that there was ones that she stood on the shoulders of, but you're telling me that Doris Burke... Being the first, I believe she was the first female to call a play-by-play NBA Finals game. Really the first female play-by-play to get wide acceptance. So you're telling me that somehow we're putting Aaron Andrews and Doris Burke on the same level? I mean, come on.
Well, and Aaron, let's not say that, we're not saying Aaron Andrews isn't good at her job, but being good at her job doesn't make her influential over the last 25 years. You're a sideline reporter.
Well, let me read it. Here's what it says. This is from Awful Announcing, by the way.
Yeah, they're the one that put together the list.
A sideline reporter becoming an actual mainstream celebrity was unthinkable at the turn of the century. Then Aaron Andrews came along. Andrews became a megastar on the sidelines, first for ESPN and then for Fox Sports. To this day, she weathered the storm of a horrific stalking scandal and found a way to harness her charm and personality for positive gains. Through endorsements, Dancing with the Stars, her popular podcast, and numerous other opportunities, Andrews has become one of the most well-known and well-liked sports personalities in the entire industry.
I don't know, man.
That's a pretty good little resume. Or like,
it's a good resume because that makes her successful, not influential.
She's a, I don't know. She's ahead of
she is very well known.
She's ahead of,
but
Jimmy,
that's not
Nance,
what the list is, right?
I don't know.
Jimmy just, Nance. Oof. So here's the top 10.
When there's only like four or five females on this entire list, if I remember correctly, now I got to pull up the list, and Aaron Andrews is the second highest one. Get out of here.
So Andrews is 10. Pat McAfee is 9.
Yeah.
And they admit that could be a little bit of recency bias.
Sure.
Dave Portnoy is 8.
Again, love him or hate him, dude changed it.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of him as a personality, but him, what he's done with Barstool.
It's amazing.
And the number of bros that they've grabbed.
Yep.
Dude, he may have just come around at the right time, but he deserves to be in the top 10.
And he changed, I mean, Dave Portnoy walks so that Pat McAfee can run.
Bussing with the Boys,
and
too.
And Bussing with the Boys and all the other stuff.
Yeah, they kind of started them. They kind of, he made it okay to have the bro-y.
Yes.
Kind of more fun.
He made it okay to kind of be a sexist, you know, gambling degenerate sort of, what was the Saturdays are for the Boys?
Relatable.
Yes.
Oh. Doris Burke is 7. Scotty Van Pelt, 6. Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski, 5. The Insiders.
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, 4. Charles Barkley, 3.
Yeah.
Screamin' A. Smith, 2. And Bill Simmons, number 1.
Yeah.
There is a fan personality on the list.
There is. There is. Colin made it. Yeah.
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
On the list.
Yeah. Again.
He was at the fan.
Love him or hate him.
Back in the day.
Colin has done a lot of stuff from, and you know, he does the volume now and all that. I just can't quite wrap my head around the Aaron Andrews one. I've always had I still can't get back up. The ESPN book is the one that just.
Skip Bayless 11, by the way.
Yeah, Skip Bayless. I think it was Les Miles that after the Aaron Andrews scandal, when Aaron Andrews was thinking about quitting, and she said in the book that Les Miles called her and told her that if she wasn't on the sidelines, what was the point of even playing the game?
I like that Mina Kimes is on here.
Yeah, she's great.
She's 18th.
Absolutely great.
I'm still scrolling. Florio, I don't really know what he's done.
YouTube says, no Clay Travis?
Clay Travis.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Not today, gentlemen.
Romo, 22nd? Come on, man.
Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
He's on the list.
Oh, stop it. As if there's never, okay.
How is he ahead of Ernie Johnson?
Well, exactly, right? So Ernie has hosted for 20 years the most influential and most important sports show. Then it's bar none. Right, I'll listen to College Game Day is the only other thing that can sniff inside the NBA. But Tony Romo being a quarterback that does color commentary, I'm not sure if you're aware of this whole color commentary thing, but I think there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have gone on to do color commentary. So what exactly, from Don Meredith to Troy Aikman?
Well, Aikman's not even on there.
I know, but
why is Romo on there?
So herein lies,
and Aikman is not.
Therein lies my question. There has been 1,000 quarterbacks that have gone to do color commentary. By the way, Dan Fouts has actually done both color and play-by-play. And now that's the first one I remember that actually went on and did play-by-play and not just color. So where's my guy, Dan Fouts? Where's my bro with the Miller Lights?
Yeah, both the Giants play-by-play guys were former players doing play-by-play and color.
Yeah, so why exactly is Tony Romo and his play prediction, why exactly is that the most influential? That's just, again, that's dumb. In fact, that may be dumber than the Aaron Andrews one.
See what they say about him. Where'd that go? I lost it.
Ooh,
oh, well. Who cares?
Oh,
never touched him. That's a catch. Yeah. We got to see this. Oh, that's loose. That is definitely. Ooh. Oh.
Can I tell you?
It's good analysis.
Tony Romo, to me, he's that trend. Like, they do this with cars sometimes or fashion. It's really cutting edge. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's the hot thing. And you look at it and you're like, you know what? Home trends are like this way. Remember when like barn doors were all the rage a handful of years ago in homes? Everyone was putting sliding barn doors up. What was the what was that show, the Joanna Gaines, right? Chip and Joanna Gaines. Everything was like farmhouse chic. And you're like, yeah, in like 5 years, you're going to be like, oh my God, why did I put barn doors in my house? That's Tony Romo. For a brief moment, everyone was like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And now we look back on it, and you're like, ew. Like, really?
Let me read you this.
Like, why did we have that?
So here's what it says about Romo. Speaking of opening doors, not many analysts have changed the sports media industry as much as Tony Romo. When he burst onto the scene, it was an incredible gamble by CBS to immediately place him alongside Jim Nance as their top game analyst. However, Romo was so gifted at predicting plays and breaking down the action that other networks tried and failed to replicate a similar success with recently retired stars like Jason Witten, Drew Brees, and possibly even Tom Brady. Unfortunately, Romo's work has not met the same standard as those early years, but there is no doubt that he raised the bar significantly for lead analysts, especially when it comes to their paychecks.
So what you're saying is he was briefly good and now he isn't, but that
early years, that was like 2 years ago.
I know.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
3 years ago?
Well, and to say that no one's the have you again. From Kurt Warner to Troy Aikman, like this predicting of the play, he was the only one that just would step over their partner to yell about something. Like, I mean, come on. That's, yes, I've officially decided to no longer be bothered by the Aaron Andrews. I've decided to shift my annoyance towards Tony Romo.
Well, you should tag awful announcing on
I'm good.
Send him some hate mail.
Someone said, where's the juice?
The juice?
Yeah, influential.
OJ?
OJ! The original
sports media?
Sideline reporter, man.
He was?
Yes. You don't remember the juice on CBS?
Not really.
Come on. Yeah.
I don't.
That was in the trial.
The juice.
Yeah, was it the Bruno Mali shoes?
That was the brand.
Yeah. And Juice was like, I've never even owned a pair. And they brought in video of him on the sidelines in the
in a pair.
In a pair of Bruno Mars. He's like, ah.
Man. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Same thing with the gloves. He's like, I don't know those gloves. And they're like, OJ, here's you wearing the gloves on the sidelines holding the mic. He's like, well, those could be anybody's gloves. But hey, rest in peace, the Juice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, there you go. There's your opening seggy. Thank you for being with us here today. It's a beautiful day. We're out on location tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't forget. Okay? Put it in your iCal. Tom's Watch Bar at A&A. We're going to be out there 3 to 7.
I'll be doing a 1-hour tribute to the greatness that is Aaron Andrews.
Oh, great. What time? Are you going to read poetry or like what? How are you going to?
I still remember we were at a national title game.
I was a lie.
Remember we're at the national title game and she had a press conference?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, she didn't. But she was up there with it was her, Herb Street and.
Oh, that's right.
It was all three of them.
It was all three of them.
Fowler.
Yes.
All three of them
yes.
were up there. But Erin got the bulk of the questions because, you know,
yeah.
she's Erin Andrews.
Erin Andrews. Because if she's not doing the sidelines of the national title game, guys, what's even the point? What are the troops even fighting for?
Do a little peephole bit?
No, I won't be doing what would, that.
Yeah, the Souk peephole bit.
Well, he's talking about
I know. No,
tomorrow. He's got a one-hour...
No.
Commemoration.
We'll not be doing because that's a horrible event.
What? Oh, you mean what?
No.
It's a, tomorrow's event is horrible.
No, tomorrow's event is great. The peephole. That's bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was no good.
That guy was from Oregon.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Shockingly, yeah. he was from Oregon.
Freaking creep.
So yeah, tomorrow Tom's Watch Bar, Alan A. Today, big time Wednesday show. We're gonna start with our college football Wednesday waffles.
Boy, I could go for a waffle right now.
You ready for that?
Lego
a pocket waffle.
Lego.
Did the Brewers pancake. Lose again today?
I thought it was a pocket pancake.
It's a pocket pancake. Oh, and also pancake. He's done pocket pizza.
Yeah.
And he did pocket quesadillas too.
Did he? I missed that. Is that a new update?
Of those, I think I would eat the pocket quesadilla more than the others.
Yeah, because the stuff's kind of protected
yeah.
underneath the tortilla.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll
and the
there.
Brewers did, by the way. They
lost
they
again.
Lost. Yes.
Texas beat them again?
Yes. 6-3.
Texas is beating everyone.
Yeah, Texas is a game behind the Mariners who are hot.
If it makes you feel any
for the
better,
wild card.
The Mets lost again yesterday, and the Giants won. So
no, I know
that's right.
We knew that, but the Rangers, everyone's hurt. Seager's hurt,
yeah. and Garcia's you keep and you hurt. Keep telling us they suck.
Yeah,
well, they kind of do
well,
suck.
Rob,
they're making
to be
making
fair.
Ground.
Rob
All
says that everyone
suck.
Sucks.
Yeah, the Mets suck. The Giants suck. The Rangers suck. The Mariners suck. The Astros suck. Those are five teams.
Yeah.
Three of those teams are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Game back now,
but Seager's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Garcia's on the IL. They lost Nathan Eovaldi, their ace. They lost Marcus Semien. And all they do is win. And they're beating the Brewers. They're beating the Astros. They beat... Aren't they playing the Mets coming up, or did they already play the
they're
Mets?
They're playing the Mets coming up.
You better watch out, dude.
Oh, I have fully accepted...
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to turn on the Texas Rangers-New York Mets game.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, who are these guys? You're going to look at Texas's lineup, and you're going to go, who the hell are these guys? And they're going to rake.
I have accepted the fact that the Mets are going to lose tonight and get swept by the Phillies. And then we have three, I believe, against the Rangers. And we'll get swept there. And the Giants will leapfrog us. And the season will be over. And I will hate watch the rest of the year. I've already accepted it. I've moved into that phase.
So there's your opening segment. Okay, yeah. Now we're done. We have to go. Our College Football Wednesday waffles next on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.